Jace, you've got some guests in the studio.
Yeah, look, I'd like to introduce some of Dramana Secondary College's finest in here who are cyclists. We've got Ali, Sam, and the Shy Cam as well. But we've got them in here. They do various events in cycling. I'm just going to ask a few questions about how they've sort of got into it and what the training's involved and what's sort of ahead or in store for them in the future. So I'll start with Ali. What's events yours? What sort of cycling do you do? I know you and Sam are very different in your what you do. So
yeah, we're definitely different. So I do downhill mountain bike racing. So I guess it's off-road, full-face helmets down, pretty gnarly off-road dirt trails.
And Sam, you're more the road bike, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, I basically do all my riding on the road, but I occasionally do mountain biking just for fun.
I'm going to get Greg to ask a few questions of Ali, who he says I've come in prepared for the mountain bike questions.
Yeah, well, I did actually, because it's interesting. It's an Olympic sport, I understand.
Yeah, so cross-country mountain biking is an Olympic sport. At the moment, downhill mountain biking, which is my discipline, that isn't, but the cross-country is on the agenda, yeah.
Cross-country, okay. So are there different distance in, so you know, in different events, different distances, so far as the mountain biking cross-country is concerned?
So cross-country is one specific discipline, and I guess that stays pretty constant, but then in the field of mountain biking, there are so many different disciplines. You have your eliminator, which is a whole different event, and cross country is the only one in the Olympics at the moment, but there are so many various variations, I guess.
And Ali, what stage are you at with it at the moment? Because I know that you've represented Australia and you've reached an extremely high level. Where are you at the moment?
Yeah, so I raced the World Championships last year. I'm at university this year, so my bike riding has kind of had to take a back seat, but I'm still riding for fun, definitely doing a bit of coaching. I'm not sure if I'll race overseas this year, but definitely in the future, that's one of my goals.
And where has the overseas cycling taken you?
So in 2014, I got to travel to Norway, which was amazing. And then last year, I travelled to Andorra, which is a little country in between Spain and France.
Is it bigger in some countries than others, certain countries more so than others?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. In Europe, it's massive compared to here.
And
yeah.
Big in Scandinavia and places
like
that? Yeah,
it's definitely growing in Australia, but more of those Scandinavian countries definitely has a high mountain biking presence.
And Ali, how did you get into the mountain biking? Because I know your dad, who's behind me at the moment, how sharp he's moving. But did he introduce you to the sport, or how did you get into it?
Well, Mum claims that she put me on the bike for the first time. But yeah, Dad, I guess, entered me into my first race and would take me training. So it's definitely, I guess, my biggest influence when I was younger to start mountain biking.
And Sam, we won't leave you out. What's your pet event and sort of where are you at with yours at the moment? I know that you've been on a ride this morning and you're in training for some serious action soon.
Yeah, right now I'm basically just in a building stage trying to get really fit and strong. I'm not sure when my next race is. It's in a couple of weeks, maybe five, I think. And that's just like a Victorian race.
How much training do you have to put in, Sam?
Quite a bit. I do about 300 kilometres a week.
Gee.
And that's a mix between recovery rides, strength, and then just high-intensity rides.
Mm. What, and the event that you're in, that you're training for, what sort of distance are you looking at for that?
I'm pretty sure it's a three-part race. So first day there'll be a time trial, which will be about 15 Ks. And then the next day will be the first road race, which will be about 80 to 60 or something around that. And then there might be another race after that, which is about the same distance.
Yeah, and what's your strength in those three disciplines?
I'm not too good at time trialing because I'm really light, but I reckon I can get better at that. My main strength is probably hill climbing because I'm so light.
So if you need to be heavy, it's time trial. I should be a gun at that. I know that Sam has recently been given a quite a a meaningful scholarship. And Sam, could you tell us a little bit about the scholarship you receive and the background to that?
It's the Joel Hawkins Scholarship. So last year, Joel Hawkins, who was a great writer and a really good guy, he got hit by a car and passed away. To commemorate his passing and honour his memory, the Mornington Cycling Club has put up a scholarship for a junior rider and provides them with training for the year and just a whole heap of other help. And I was lucky enough to receive that, so I'm riding in Joel's memory, basically.
And what does it provide you with, Sam? Just financial assistance?
A bit of financial assistance. I get free massage for the year, free training for the year, free entry into three races, and a pair of kit. So, yeah.
And another big thing about the cycling and is sharing the road, I suppose. Do you have many issues in that regard? I think I drove past it the other day going down Stanley's Road and I was doing 90 and you're pretty much keeping up with me. So it sort of gives you an indication of the speeds that you're going. But yeah, have you had too many dramas yourself with that? And I know it's been a fairly a touchy subject given what's happened in the past 12 months.
I have copped a bit of heat on the road. It can be pretty dangerous when the motorist is pretty reckless, but the thing they have to realise is that it's another human being on the road with you, so you have to take care. The stereotype for a cyclist is like a middle-aged male, sort of, I think, so they just think it's someone like that riding along, but it's not. It can just be like another young boy or girl just like me, just 15, 16 years old. And yeah, we're just out there trying to have fun, get fit, have a good life. But they don't really realise that sometimes.
And Sam, how did you decide that road cycling was for you rather than track cycling or, you know, any of the other disciplines?
I started out mountain biking, actually. Mm-hmm. Mainly just for fun, and then it got sort of serious. And my brother and father, they were mainly into road, so they sort of converted me, I guess, and I haven't really looked back from them.
And the year-level coordinator / teacher in me has to ask this question. Ali just completed year 12 last year and Sam's in year 11. Obviously, this is very time-consuming. You're talking about smashing out 300 Ks a week and no doubt, Ali, it's been a huge time commitment. How have you been able to do what you do and balance your studies as well?
Well, I guess me trying to, complete my year 12 and I was hoping to get into university, which made it harder as well. I guess my teachers were pretty lenient, but in the end I was doing about 10 to 15 hours a week training for the World Championships and then again trying to balance my studies. I guess you just have to be really good at time management, which I'll admit I wasn't that great with, but I guess I had a lot of support from my community, which really helped me to stay on top of my studies and my training.
And Ali, on the local scene, are the courses that you train on and compete on man-made or natural courses?
Well, I guess my local track is up Arthur's Seat, Red Hill. We're lobbying, I guess, to get more legalised trails in that area because it is such a great hill for downhill mountain biking. Most of the trails are man-made. We try to stay away from the big man-made features, and I guess you can almost see a little goat trail and then you build upon that. So, lots of people in the community put in lots of hours to build the trails, definitely.
Mm. And are we well provided for in that regard locally?
It's definitely growing.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot of, statewide, even national recognition. I know a lot of people from interstate are coming down to ride at Red Hill, so that's pretty
fantastic.
Impressive.
Yeah.
And I suppose another really important aspect to both of your crafts is the bike itself. I honestly don't know a huge amount about it, but I can imagine that the bike is a fairly expensive.
Wouldn't be the old Malvern Star.
No, it's not the little BMX I used to roll around with. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the bikes and the gears and sort of the costing of that sort of stuff as well?
So right now I'm actually riding a steel bike that my dad made from scratch. So
wow.
He imported some steel tubing and did all the welding on it. So that was actually a pretty cheap bike, I guess, considering there's some bikes out there for like $10,000. My brother, he's got a bike that's, I think we got for like $8,000. So that's definitely on the steeper side of it. Basically everything in cycling is real expensive.
I'm surprised when you mentioned that it was made out of steel, because I thought, you know, these days they'd all be made out of all those fancy materials like kryptonite, is it? Or is it?
It's really light and strong. Titanium, possibly? Yeah, that's why Superman's not a good bike product.
Steel is strong, obviously, and still light. Is that right?
Yeah. Make a bike out of carbon.
Okay.
I don't think.
No. So they're for the track riders, are they? The carbon, the really light frame
bikes?
Carbon's
like good for everything, basically.
Yeah.
It's just, I got a steel one because it's real good for training as well.
Okay.
So, and for the races, I can usually borrow my brother's bike, which is carbon, if he's not racing as well.
I'm glad that your dad put your bike together, because if it was up to me, he'd be not going anywhere, but... what's sort of the plan from here? Like, what are the goals and the end point for you guys looking into the future?
Really, the end goal is basically to get on a team for me. I reckon racing in Europe would be pretty cool, something like that.
Yeah, I'd imagine that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, especially if your dad can pay for you to get over there and, you know, all the costs of transport and stuff like that.
Oh, if I get on a team, hopefully they can pay for me.
So, Ellie, what happens if you get a flat tyre or something like that? Is it just all over for a mountain biker?
In my race, definitely. If you get a flat tyre, your race is finished, because we only have about 5 minutes to prove ourselves. You get that one run, and if something goes wrong, I guess that's racing down the racing. Yeah, definitely.
And, Ellie, I think that your sport is fraught with danger. How have you gone? And your parents must have their heart in their mouth sometimes going down the hills at those high speeds.
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely turned mum grey prematurely, but yeah, I've had my fair share of crashes. I've broken my collarbone and separated the ligaments in my neck. So yeah, but I guess that's all part of the sport, and that thrill, I guess, is why I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
I just love separating the ligaments in my neck. Every now and then. So what's the name of the mountain biking club? And, you know, where is it located and all that sort of stuff, if anyone's interested in giving it a go?
Yeah, so I'm part of the Red Hill Riders Mountain Bike Club, so very local, and it's, I think, something like in the top three biggest clubs in, I'd like to say, Australia. And we have, I guess, so many opportunities for people to come down, and I'm actually coaching at the moment. So I got my qualifications and I'm taking people down the hill if they want to give it a go. So definitely come along and try it out. It's such a great sport, such a great community.
So, you got a Facebook page or a website or are you?
Yeah, so our company or our business is called Red Hill Mountain Bike Shuttles, and that has a Facebook page and a website in the works.
Red Hill Mountain Bike Shuttles, okay. Yep.
I'd ask Cam a question, but he might throw something at me, so I'm going to just hold off on that one, and I'll have to spend time in class with him for the next rest of the year. So, it's been great to get you in and get a real insight into the world of mountain biking and cycling, and it sounds like, from what you're saying, Ali, that it's a really growing sport down here. I know that Dramana College has mountain biking program that's just getting bigger and bigger, and with the likes of yourself having gone through that program as well and got to such a high level, I think it will just get bigger. So thank you so much, and thanks, Sam, as well. I hope the ride this morning wasn't too bad, because driving over here was unbelievable. I had to drive at about 20 k's an hour because I couldn't see out the windscreen. So to think of that on a bike is incredible. But thanks so much for coming in, and thanks to your families for bringing you in as well.
Thank you for having us.